This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Back to our top story now. President Trump today announced he will not recertify the Iran nuclear deal. Congress will now have 60 days to decide whether to reimpose sanctions on Iran, sanctions that were lifted when Iran agreed to halt its nuclear program in 2015. Joining us now is foreign affairs analyst Jonathan Wachtel, who's the former director of communications at the U.S. mission to the U.N. and former spokesman to Nikki Haley. Jonathan Wachtel, welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy. Nice to be here.
And Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Defense Secretary James Mattis have both said Iran is complying with the terms of the agreement, but you still think the president is right to decertify the deal. Explain that.
Look, the deal's a bad deal. So it's the same deal that was struck a couple of years ago. We have a problem in which there is a deal in which certain sites, specifically military sites in Iran, are off limits to IAEA inspectors. Iran has been an absolutely bad actor since clinching the deal. Look, there's an argument that this is all about nonproliferation, which is true. That's what the deal was aimed at doing. But for instance, leaving the ballistic missile tests out, and we've all seen that there are a lot of ballistic missile tests coming out of North Korea, and we all know that there is a nuclear component to those ballistic missiles. So everything ties into the nonproliferation issue. So it's important that we're scrutinizing things again.
So you don't think that a flawed deal is better than no deal at all if it keeps Iran from having a nuclear weapon?
First of all, we don't know that this is keeping Iran from having a nuclear weapon. What is beneficial, of course, and you know, no one is going to argue against this, is that there is some inspection going on of Iran. That's helpful. Of course it's helpful. But we don't know whether it's enough to contain the matter. In fact, there are arguments coming out of various corners saying that indeed it's not, that Iran's program is intact, that there are at least six military sites that are still continuing with the weaponization aspects of the nuclear program. So it's really uncertain where we are.
What about the signal that it sends for the U.S. to back out of an international agreement to North Korea? A lot of experts are saying it's going to make it much harder for the U.S. to negotiate with North Korea because they'll say the U.S. can't be trusted to keep up its end of an agreement.
Well, there are two things to talk about. Number one is you don't just stay with a situation if it's a flawed situation and dangerous to your country. So staying in there just for the sake of staying in there is kind of a ridiculous argument. Secondly, the deal that was struck was not the right deal. So the signal also could be interpreted as saying, hey, North Korea, we need to do a proper deal this time. So you can't fudge along things and, for instance, not give IAEA inspectors access to military sites, because military sites are, of course, going to be a place in which you're going to have some sort of activities that have a military component to whatever you're working on. So this could be an opportunity to signal to North Korea, you know what, we're willing to do deals, but we got to do a deal that makes sense.
So Congress now has to decide whether to reimpose sanctions. What do you think they should do?
Congress needs to take this opportunity to get things right. Here's a chance to really lay out the groundwork, to try to augment the deal. Let's try to work things out so we can figure out what we're getting into here and not end up in a situation in which Iran is ready to spring right into action and we were idiots with the wool pulled over our eyes and just blind to what was going on.
That's Jonathan Wachtel, who is the former director of communications at the U.S. mission to the U.N. and spokesman to Nikki Haley. Thank you so much for joining us.
A real pleasure, Jeremy.